And now we need to find out if Diana O'Carroll can achieve liftoff in our question of the week.
This week we're tooting for the stars.
Hello, Naked Scientist. My name's Matthew and I've been enjoying your show for some time now. Recently you featured a question about how much force a stream of Wii exerts against somebody who's standing. In a related area and being the mature, intelligent adult that I am, I was wondering, how much gas would somebody who weighs 10 stone have to expel and at what force in order to lift themselves 1 inch off the ground? Thank you very much.
Just how much gas is required to propel oneself from the ground?
My name's Dr. Mark Looney and I'm a science communicator from Cardiff. If you weigh 10 stone, or 63 and a half kilograms, then the Earth pulls on you with a gravitational force of 622 newton, which you have to then overcome if you want to lift off for even a fraction of a second. So you have to direct a force at least this strong towards the ground, which according to Newton's second law will be equal to the mass of the gas you expel multiplied by the acceleration given to it by your bowels. That means you could give an enormous amount of gas a small acceleration, or give a tiny mass of gas a huge acceleration. So how much does the average emission weigh? This is quite tricky to measure, since methane is lighter than air. You actually weigh more after letting rip a right humdinger on Boxing Day due to this slight loss of buoyancy, assuming that is that you don't also follow through with non-gaseous matter, an act commonly known as sharting. Incidentally, pure methane is also completely odourless, which proves that every real fart is actually a shart in disguise. Now, having asked Jeeves what the mass of the average human trump is, given the density of methane and the pressures and temperatures found in the bowel, he returned, admittedly with his nose turned up even higher than usual, with an answer of 0.037 grams, or 0.000037 kilograms. So, to generate the upward force required to oppose gravity, your bowel muscles must give this mass an acceleration of 622 divided by 0.000037 equals 17 million meters per second, almost 2 million times the force of gravity. Assuming it's expelled in a 1 second toot, that yields a final exit velocity of 17,000 kilometers per second, which is equal to 37.6 million miles an hour, or 18% of the speed of light. Anyone capable of achieving this feat is invited to contact the UK Space Agency with a view to highly profitable long-term employment.
And you'd well and truly break the sound barrier. That's one sonic boom to remember. And on the forum, RD suggested that you could use all your waste to produce biogas, which is mostly methane, then burn the methane to power a hot air balloon to lift you off the ground. And Giza warned that, with all the gas decompressing as it exited you, it would produce an extreme cooling effect, which could freeze your bottom off. Our next question of the week.
Hello, this is Julia. I'm from Edinburgh, and I was wondering, what's that distinctive smell after it rains?
Let us know what you think by emailing chris@thenakedscientists.com or by writing on the forum, and that's at thenakedscientists.com/forum.
That was Diana O'Carroll with our question of the week. You've got lots and lots of time to consider this one. Diana will be back with the answer in September after our summer season of special pre-recorded programmes. Until then, send your answers to chris@thenakedscientists.com or write them on the forum at thenakedscientists.com/forum. But that's all we have time for this week. Next week, we've got a special show looking at the science and engineering behind the Glastonbury Festival. We'll find out what it takes to turn a farm into a city and back each year, and explore the scientific issues under discussion during the festival. If you've got any questions or comments for us, you can email us, chris@thenakedscientists.com, or tweet @nakedscientists. If you'd like to catch up with anything we've done, see our experiments, or follow up on any of the news stories we've covered, join us online at thenakedscientists.com. Many thanks to Slim Abdul Karim and Chris Valance for joining us this week, and to our production team, Sarah Castor-Perry, Tom Simpkins, Mira Senthilingam, and Diana O'Carroll. The Naked Scientists was produced and presented by Chris Smith with Ben Valsler and Dave Ansell. It was produced in association with The Open University. To discover a whole range of science content, including lots of interactive features, log on to thenakedscientists.com and follow the links to The Open University.
The Naked Scientist podcast comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientist.com.